So what you see here, that's a small selection of lens elements that we use for our scene lenses. Judged on the different geometries, we have around 300 different lenses that we use for our lenses.
Und das gilt auch nur für die hier drin bearbeitet werden. Wir haben natürlich noch viel mehr Linsen, aber die müssen nicht alle hier drin bearbeitet werden.
Okay, especially those that are being handled inside this room.
Was wir hier drin machen, wir bearbeiten diese Randzylinder und lassen sie dann schwarz lackieren. Mhm. Was für einen Sinn macht das Ganze? Wir wollen hier erreichen, dass alles, was Sie vor der Linse haben, durch die Linse durchgeht auf den Film. Mhm. Man könnte es auch das schwarze Loch nennen aus dem Weltraum. Das ist im Grunde dasselbe.
Mhm. Okay, gib mir mal die ganz kurz.
Na klar.
Okay, now before I tell you what he said right now, you just have to imagine being in space. You know, black holes that suck in all the light. Nothing comes out. That's the same with our lenses. Yeah, we are producing the black holes right in this room, and that's being done very easily, actually. We just apply lacquer on the edges of the lens. That's a very special lacquer that we developed especially for this reason. And by doing this, if you have a look through this lens, you see that the edges are very black, and that avoids stray light, for example, which would reduce the saturation of the colors, for example. And improves the contrast of an image in the end. And that's something that that we take very seriously, also compared to our competition. For example, we use different lacquers for different glass types.
And how long would it take to develop that lacquer? Has it been a process over years or?
Yeah, of course, they are being improved
all the time.
Over the time. Yeah. Glass, because the glass always has very different properties.
Was man sich sicher auch bei dieser Linse dann sehr gut vorstellen kann, ist, wenn ich damit noch einen Film drehen möchte, das macht wenig Sinn. Es würde laute störende Reflexe entstehen.
Mm-hmm. Maybe we should take a picture.
And also here it's very important to have a good quality when you apply the lacquer. For example, with this lens, you couldn't use this lens anymore, of course, huh? Because you have these scratches here. And when light comes through, it would be reflected by these scratches, and then it comes in on the film plane, but on the wrong place, and ends up in stray light. That's when, for example, you know it with a bed camera, when you take pictures of dark areas, and the dark looks more grayish, not really black, that's caused by stray light, and you can avoid it exactly with these kind of measures.
Bevor wir diese Linsen bearbeiten, machen wir einen blauen Schutzlack drauf. Der ist so gut, dass also jetzt diese sphärischen Flächen nicht mehr beschädigt werden.
On the optical surfaces that you need to bend the light in the lens, we apply this blue lacquer, which is only to protect the surface from scratches.
But doesn't
that's removed afterwards.
Oh, okay.
That's only for the to prepare the lens for the process of applying the lacquer and so on. But I will tell you more in a second.
Zwischen 20 und 2000 Euro.